Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family. Excuse me, family. Family to Healing Paradigms Presents. And tonight we are going to talk about, are you trying to cheat spirit? And before we get started, generally at this point, I would actually have Thomas Shalal Walker pray us in, but I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. And I am going to do one round of the Usnisa Vijaya Dharani.
and give me a moment.
Nama Bhagavati Triloka Padavisa Stavidaya Bhagavati Tadiyata Om Jisadeya Vasudeya Asama Sama Asama Bhavavasa Sparana Gata Gahana Sabhava Vasidi Asitikata Mam Sigata Vivakana Mirta Vasikai Mahamachvadai Ahara Ahara Yusum Dharani Sadahaya Sadahaya Gugana Vasidi Yusnisa Vajaka Siddhi Sahasana Rasma Samkudite Savatira Gata Vakani Saparamita Paparani Savatira Gata Mada Disabhumi Pitastite Savatira Gata Yadaya Distita Nanastita Mahamudre Vajakaya Samatana Vasidi Savarana Paragata Padisidi Prati Rataya Distita Samadhi Site Mani Mani Mahamani Tatita Buddhakuta Padisidi Vishputta Buddhisidi Jai Jai Vajai Vajai Smar Smar Sava Buddha Distita Siddhi Vajri Vajrava Vavatu Mamasavetam Savatsapanak Padisidi Savagata Padisidi Savatura Gata Sikame, Satasasiatu, Savatura Gata Sinaspasadistite, Budavadai, Vibudavadai, Budavadai, Vibudavadai, Samatsvadisiti, Savatura Gata Yadaya, Adasita Nanasita Mahmudre, Svaha.
Okay, so thank you, family, for sticking with us. And again, like I said, tonight we are going to say, are you trying to cheat spirit? So recently, in fact, it was this past Monday, I had run into a situation where I had actually, I'm in the process of actually developing classes. And this past Monday was the first one of them. And the class itself was geared towards helping people to understand their intuitive side and to be in a place of actually trusting it more. And there was a certain charge for the class, but the thing that's interesting is that there were people who were at the event that did not want to pay. And this is something that I find very interesting because, you know, when people who are in a place of actually working to give what it is that spirit has to offer them, there is sort of this expectation that it should be for free. And the thing is that it wasn't like going to, and I'm just saying this as a general rule. One of the things that people should understand is that there is, like, people who operate a church or operate in a space of spirituality, they are still subject to the rules that govern the same rules that apply to your personal life, that they also sort of govern the rules of any spiritual organization that you may be associated and a part of. And this particular class, you know, it was a part of Meditation Monday. And there, it's not that we are hard, fast, and hard put to charge the people for the service, but the thing is that there are expenses that go along with the advertising and things of that nature. But one of the things that's really interesting is that what I had observed was that one of the people there who I was aware of, but there seems to be a bit of a heart posture with this individual. She came to the event and for whatever reason, it was clearly stated that there was a fee for this particular program. Now, we don't necessarily turn people away if they don't have it, but this particular class was a little bit different than the standard meditations that we have had in this space. And one of the things that I observed was that this person walked around in the room and had an energy of that of not wanting to pay. And one of the things that people should be mindful of, or a thought process that I would like people to consider. What kind of energy are you bringing to the table for people who are offering up information that help you to bring a stronger foundation? Because one of the things that I have noticed is that a lot of times, you know, I've had to come to a place of understanding that, to understand the value that I bring, that oftentimes so that I don't run into conflict, I do have people pay ahead of time, but this is not necessarily my space in which I was doing this event, and, you know, things kind of fell to the wayside. And like I said, we generally don't make a stickler about it, but the thing is that if you're unable to pay, then it is better to be honest about that from the get-go and just let the person know, like, look, I feel that I would benefit from this program, but I am unable to pay the fee. Instead of coming in and slinking around and you know, occupying the space and not having that energy exchange. The thing is that when you bring that type of energy of that lack of sort of reciprocity, because of your heart posture, when you go to do the practice, you have to work through the karma that you are bringing even into that space to learn the new information. There is, and it just seems to be a thing that with people who tend to be in spiritual communities, it's very fascinating. You know, people are, you know, are following the spiritual path, but seem to have challenges with finances. And understand that the challenges that individuals are having, if you're having challenges with your finances, there is some money karma or there is some wealth karma that you are having to work through. So it is almost sort of necessary for you to be in a place of being transparent and honest about where you are in your experience in order for the law of reciprocity to not work against you and cause you more grief than you would have necessarily have gotten prior to. Also, even when a service is offered for free, if the person who provided the service or provided the information, it benefited you, when you go to that individual, again, the expectation that they should do it for free for you is not necessarily the best thing. If it has benefited you, it is best to be a part of the energetic exchange of paying fair value for the service that was rendered. Again, it is a heart posture string. It is working to be in better alignment with your wealth karma. If you have been blessed, then bless the places that you have been blessed and pay it forward in order to erase the karma that comes from the information that you've been from. Because in essence, when you come with that incorrect heart posture, essentially you are trying to cheat spirit or cheat God when you do it. Now, I know that a lot of people may have challenges with the whole conception of tithing. And let's just say, aside from whatever your personal thoughts are about ministers who have prosperity ministries and they drive it around in, you know, beautiful cars and what have you, and it's like their congregation is not benefiting from it. That aside, one of the things that you should know is that you really want to be in a place of tithing, simply because there money in and of itself has its own karmic energy that comes along with it. And a lot of good can be done with money, but there has been a lot of terrible things that have been used with money as well that interfere with the karma of the people who are acquiring the money. Large organizations already know this, and so they do what is required to make sure that they are in a place of offering some type of social services or social programming where they are gifting the money, because it is really a spiritual principle of the law of reciprocity that is taking place there. And also they are breaking off part of the negative karma that is associated with the money in and of itself. I think in the Bible they refer to this as the devourer. But like I said, then there are negative things that are done with money. And so because of the negative things, you do want to break off a percentage of any monies that you make in order to avoid the karma. Now, I'm not suggesting that you necessarily give it to the church. It is about the spirit of giving. It is about showing the universe that you are in flow with understanding that money comes to you easily and effortlessly, and that source is your supply. I know that there, you know, and I just recall when I had observed that there was a part of me that just simply became annoyed by it, because what I had observed was that, okay, here it is, that source is providing information, because I just, for the most part, the information is coming to me, but however, the information itself is coming through source. The information itself is getting you to your higher vibrational state, so that you can start living a loving and juicy and a beautiful life. A lot of people that are walking around here who are upset and in pain and in such a state of suffering, and these are people who are bringing more light into the world, who are bringing you, that are living in their dharma, and even though they are taken care of, if they're bringing light to the world, if they're bringing anything that is of benefit to you, if you cannot do it now, say so and let them know. Perhaps they have something that would be available to the person so that they can, you know, let you know when it is that they would have something for free. Or they will probably say, well, let's do an exchange. So that you get the opportunity to have an opportunity to have that place of being upfront and forward, and there might be an exchange that takes place that does not necessarily mean monetary. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back.
first things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my token to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
things that actually can actually work on a person's money karma. So what a spiritual teacher that I'm aware of, he's also, I guess you could say, he helped to catapult the spiritual teacher that I follow into where he is today, is Dr. Pillai. And he brought, Spirit has brought to him a mantra called Shreem Brzee. That's S-H-R-E-E-M and then Brzee. That's B-R-Z-E-E. And chanting that 108 times in the day, 108 times in the evening, for a total of 216 times every day for a period of 30, 60, 90 days as a minimum, any of those numbers. But doing that will change up your money karma. One of the things that people should be aware of is that in this domain, that people are programmed to be poor. And that technically poverty is a miasm on the consciousness of this planet. There is nothing divine about being poor and struggling. The way things are on this planet are really upside down in terms of the things that are taking place here. The fact that the idea that people who bring about spiritual knowledge to make things better are having to struggle or having to defend their worth and the information that they bring and being compensated for it is really, really just backwards. Because in the days of old, people gave up, gave their worldly positions to the spiritual master and stayed at the feet of the spiritual master until they had come to a level of mastery in their life so that they did not have to repeat the experience of living here in the 3D realm. And I am suggesting that the way that people think about it is really backwards. And that may seem like a harsh judgment, but here's the thing. The information that spiritual teachers bring, and when I say spiritual teachers, I mean people who bring information that transform others' lives to make them better so that they are living a more joyous experience, deserve to be compensated for the energy and the gifts that they bring because they are bringing more light into this world. And if you're not able to pay for it at the time, ask if there's any type of exchange that could take place so that you can participate in the program. Perhaps perhaps donating your time, some type of energetic exchange. Because people who do bring light into the world, people who do bring information that makes your lives better, again, are working from the place of Dharma to make life better. They have the tools and the skills to give you free information that will get you to the place of paying for or being in a place of better money karma. And oftentimes when people feel that you have given them for free, they feel that you should give them free for all the time. No. The thing is that, do you really want to bring that heart posture where you have benefited, that you have gotten yourself to a level where you can take care of your needs and they've helped you to work past your karma to be in a place, in a better place where you are able to pay. And then when you have the ability to pay, you don't want to pay them for their service, for the upgrade and the up level of information that they have to provide for you for that time. Please. What are you saying? Are you purposely trying to say are you purposely trying to cheat spirits? Are you purposely trying to cheat the light? The whole point of them getting you to that next level so that you can up level is so that you can be in a place where you're not in a place of struggle, and the information that they have would probably even up level you more. so that you can be in that place of the law of reciprocity where you're able to give and that there be this energetic exchange for greater and greater gifts. What are you saying when you want to come at the same level that you were at when you were down in the dirt and you had nothing? Really, would you go to the Creator with that type of heart posture? People who bring light to the world, in essence, are representing the divine. It may help to bring more of the divine out of you. Do you honestly want to operate in that same place, in that same energy that you were in when you had nothing? No, you want to up-level. You want to up-level. You want to show and be in a place of having more, having better, and up-leveling and up-leveling and up-leveling, where there are master teachers who are out there who are willing to give you the information so that you don't have to be in a place of struggle. So the information that they have for you the next time around is deserving of that compensation, of that law, of operating in that law of reciprocity, of being in a place of energetic exchange. You cheat yourself when you cheat those who are bringing light into the world. They're bringing light into the world. If they help you up level from being in the dirt to being in a place where you are upright, standing, driving, whatever. If you are better today than you were when you first met them, meet them where you are right now and compensate them for the gifts and the light that they bring. Because I promise you, it's almost like getting a slap in the face when people come with an incorrect heart posture. The information that they're bringing is the foundation under which everything is built on. So what, are you telling me, are you really telling me that you would rather pay Prada more money than you would the person who brought you the information where you could buy the Prada in the first place? You want to pay those people who are out there who create things that wind up falling apart at some point, but the information that the people who bring light into the world, they build you up and they give you something that is far more substantial than what the people who are selling stuff and telling you that, you know, in order to feel better, that, you know, to just buy their stuff, but it falls apart at some point. You're going to have to buy something new at some point. The cars fall apart. The books get old. Whatever the case may be, but the knowledge that actually builds your foundation and has improved the nature of your soul deserve the compensation. Be in a correct heart posture. Don't go around trying to operate at the same level, because that's all that, because that is a level of insult. It's a level of insult to you, and it is a level of insult to the person who provided you the information that made your life better. Anyway, as I was saying, many people out there have money karma. If you're having many money problems, if you are having financial struggles, you are having, you know, that may be your stuff, and that could be family generational stuff. And again, like I said, the chant Shreem Brzee, that has been put out by Dr. Pillai. And there are plenty, he has like YouTube channels of this information. It helps to work on your money karma. Also, if you are, learning Divine World Prayers, helps to change up your karma. There is, and it helps to bring in miracles into your life, financial miracles. And it not only does it help you, but it helps out with the karma of your family. Also, another thing to do is actually build an altar so that you can help your ancestors. Because quiet is kept. And one of the things that I don't know if I have actually mentioned, but I have since learned, is that not all of our relatives are in the good place. And so since they are not in the good place, you are in a higher dimension than they are. And so when you start building an altar and you place food offerings on the altar, when you give food, when you give spirit money, which is called Joss paper, when you give spirit money, these things help your relatives on the other side. Your relatives look at you as a god, because the things that you do can make their lives better. It can make their lives better on the other side. There are also having a deity altar will help to benefit you, and giving offerings and giving prayers to those deities will allow them to be in a place of assisting you more often. What I will do is I will place links on this particular show so that people can go to the ones that I myself would recommend in order to make life better for you. Now, what you should be aware of is that this stuff does not happen overnight. It takes time. However, within a year's time, if you compare your life from where you started to where you would be in that year's time, and you look back, you will find how your life has improved. Anyway, that is it for this evening. I want to give thanks for you all joining me this evening. We do apologize for the break that we took. It got extremely hectic and very busy around here. But we are back, and it looks like if we do not have a show every week, it will more than likely be every other week. Anyway, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And I know that wherever you are, God is.
Then you're back. Showing up on